Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio and Syndicated News. This evening, we're being visited by a wonderful musician, Ward Michaels, who's going to sit with us and explain some of his music, his motivation behind some of these pieces, and one especially patriotic song, The Purple Hearted Heroes. It is just a lovely song that will make you understand why it's so good to be an American. Warren, welcome.
Thanks for having me on, Lucy.
Well, Warren started playing piano at the age of 4, is that right?
Yeah, I was sort of like coerced into it as a small child, but I was thankful later on that my mother forced me to go every Saturday.
And he's been composing and producing for over 25 years. Warren has worked with Rob Sabino of Chic Productions. Is that Chic or Chic?
Chic.
Chic Productions. Ed Solon. Chic Productions. Ed Solon. He's a KISS engineer. And the sessions including demo work with Anton Figg from The Letterman Show. On this time for sure at Backstreet Studios. That's quite a repertoire. See now, music stayed in limbo for the 80s. He raised a family. He went into business as a woodworker for 25 years. And since the 80s, he's composed over 65 songs, including 8 of them that have been published, and he's a member of BMI. And tonight we're going to listen to some of these lovely pieces. For instance, I'd like to start with Score.
Lady by the Sea.
Kept calling it Score. That's Lady by the Sea. As you sent them to me called Score, I kept referring to them as the Score. It's Lady by the Sea. What motivated you to write this piece?
The Centennial. 1986.
And this is a song you wrote by yourself?
Yes. I wrote it back in 1985.
My word. 1985. And who performed this song?
This is being performed synthetically, but it's been arranged by Seth Weinstein of New York. Seth is a composer of at least 4 off-Broadway musicals, and he was nice enough to add his talents to Lady by the Sea, so that we could have a score to be presented to an orchestra.
That's that 25-page score you sent us, isn't it?
Yes.
Gorgeous. This is the real Megillah, ladies and gentlemen. Beautiful. How long did it take you to compose this?
Well, I composed the song. When I compose a song, I compose it right away. I mean, if it's going to be a song, I'll write it and arrange it in an hour.
I guess you have tremendous talent.
But all of the parts you hear in here, a lot of them were written by, when he wrote the arrangement, he wrote a lot of parts for the different instruments. So the arrangement is, he gets credit for the arrangement. As a matter of fact, if you look on that score, you'll see Origin Music by Warren Michaels, arranged by Seth Weinstein.
Yes, I see that.
So I told him to take credit for that.
Now, Lady by the Sea, it was featured on the official Statue of Liberty Club site?
It's there right now, yes.
That's wonderful. We're going to play this one again later on in the hour, you know, except we're going to give it more volume. I just wanted to play it softly now so that we can talk over it and discuss a bit of it. My next question, now, the Purple Hearted Heroes, which is coming up. I understand that was recently endorsed by the mayor of the city of Newburgh and the New York Military Academy. Could you tell us about that?
Well, it's where it starts off by Lady by the Sea was being performed at the National Purple Heart Hall of Honors by the high school, Newburgh City High School. And in the interim, I was asked while I was there if I could write a song for the Hall of Honor. And I did. So I wrote it on Veterans Day of last year. And I presented it to the hall. And they were considering using it as a theme. And then what they did was I think they decided not to have a theme at all. I thought they thought it might be a little bit too, like, either too soon or... So they put it on hold. And so what happened after that was I asked the New York Military Academy if they'd play it at the hall, and they said yes. So they wrote their own arrangement for the 24-piece marching band, and they performed it on Memorial Day weekend at the Hall of Honors. And then it was also performed as a theme song on Memorial Day with the national anthem, My Country 'Tis of Thee, America the Beautiful, and also Purple Heart of Heroes. So it was quite an honor, and at that point, Mayor Valentine said that he was going to put it on the council floor for a vote to make it the official Memorial Day song for the city of Newburgh.
Oh, my gosh. I love it. I also want to know, why don't you tell us about that Blog Talk radio show? Lots of music there. That's not strictly you. You have other veterans that are also musicians appearing on your show, don't you?
Say that again, Lucy, please.
You have other veteran musicians that are appearing on your show. It's not a show just about you. And you're featuring other veterans.
It isn't about me. I mean, I try desperately not to play my music, so that it doesn't seem to be narcissistic, you know. And what's happening is that it's very difficult
for me
to get to work.
Pardon?
And they ask me to play it. Yeah, they ask me to play it. And also,
that's not your fault. They're beautiful songs.
Yeah, but it's, you don't want to be, you know, always promoting yourself. It gets uncomfortable.
That's very nice of you.
I've had two or three artists. I was going to have Mike Corrado on there. He wrote a beautiful song. So I've had a few artists on there that have played the music that I've interviewed, and hopefully there'll be a lot more.
Warren, what's your inspiration for patriotic songs? Why patriotic songs?
Well, it just seems to me that we're having a bit of difficulty today with patriotism. It's become a little bit muddled. And I don't know any other way to support the troops or the efforts than to these are my gifts, these are my talents. I mean, I don't see what else I could do, so this is what I do.
That's a lovely reason. Now I'm going to play one of these lovely songs you've written. And I'm going to give it a little bit of a volume. Would you agree?
Okay. Yeah, we won't talk over it.
We know we won't talk over this one. This is the one that everyone loves, that everyone wants to hear. Purple Hearted Heroes. Would you say 150, Warren?
100.
Or 200.
100.
100 it is. And there it goes.
Too many tales to remember. So many stories yet untold. Where do we store all the rhymes and the reasons? Where do the memories unfold? These are our sons and our daughters. Of a war.
Beautiful.
Thanks, Ruth.
That's absolutely beautiful. Now, you're a veteran of the military, aren't you?
Yes, Vietnam era.
Tell us a bit about that.
Well, there's
just
much
a
to
bit
say.
About your experience.
Yeah, I didn't see much. I didn't see any action, really. I was in the Mediterranean, whereas the war actually was in Asia. So, basically, we did just a lot of Mediterranean cruises. I was a sonar technician, so I was. That's what I did in electronics, and I spent 3.5 years in the USS Richard E. Byrd. I was in for a total of almost 5 years, and that was basically it. I got out with an honorable discharge, and then came out, and I think I became a plumber. So, you know, then I became a cabinet maker, and
now
never
I
went back to it.
No?
No.
So what are your aspirations for your music career?
I think that I'd like to further this production company. You know, a lot of the facilities I use are, you know, they're outdoor facilities, you know, with other studios and stuff like this. I'd like to have my own real recording studios as far as, you know, having something big enough to hold them up to. And do a lot of really big production work, write scores for movies and bring back some of the old, you know, the old stuff we used to have. We used to have theme songs for movies and there were actual scores. And now they just sort of like use music from the top 40. So.
And tell
like
me,
that.
Who are your mentors in the music field?
Billy Joel, for sure. Henry Mancini. A lot of your writers, like Eric Clapton and John Lennon. People that are writers, actually. I mean, people that do it all. You know, that's basically what I do. I write the words and write the music. The song Purple Hearted Hero was written, arranged, and recorded, what you hear, in 10 hours.
In 10 hours?
Amazing. Done. Completed. And burnt. It was put on a CD. It was handed over to the Purple Heart Hall of Honor. They fell in love with it. They went on the radio saying that they were considering it as a theme for the for the Hall of Honor, and then later on they said they better not. So I really don't know what happened. But in any case, it was actually debuted at the Purple Heart Hall of Honors by the New York Military Academy, and it was on Channel 6 News. It was on TV. And so it got pretty good press, you know, and it did go over. But for some reason or another, they don't want to put it on paper. They asked me if I would give them the rights, and I said yes. And I don't know what the political reason could have been, but I don't really have any hobbling with feelings, you know what I mean? As the city of Newburgh wants it. So.
You're going to be one of those musicians that, you want this that song to be picked up, and everyone seems to be quiet about it. And when you least expect it, it's going to blow itself out of the water. It's going to be a great song, and everyone's going to want it. Who are your mentors anyway? Who are your mentors?
Well, my original mentor, Henry Mancini.
When you were younger. I love Mancini.
Henry Mancini. The man only wrote classics, and that's what I'd like to be known as. I met many years ago Sylvester De Palma, original Drifter, and I said, well, I've got some songs here. He says, you know, anybody can write songs. It's just you got to write classics and standards. You can't just write a bunch of songs. And so what I do is my technique is that I don't write anything down until the song is done. So and people say to me, well, aren't you afraid you're going to forget the lyrics or you're going to forget the melody? I'm going to say, well, if I forget the melody to my own song, it really couldn't have been very good. So that's my technique. I don't write anything down because if it's worth anything, I'll remember it the next time I sit down. And I forget more than I remember.
And Warren, what kind of attention has your music received lately?
Well, so far, I mean, as far as Purple Heart of Heroes, it's not, right now it's number 100 on Claro Channel charts, and I just posted it 3 weeks ago. It went from 1,553 to 100 in 3 weeks. So I think it's going to go right to number one.
That is wonderful. That is absolutely wonderful.
I think it's going to shoot to number one. That's what I really believe.
Wow. What type of endorsements has Purple Heart of Heroes received at this time? From
so
individuals
far, it's,
or organizations?
Well, I've been endorsed by, you know, I have a petition on the internet that was being signed. And I actually stopped the petition only because it was sort of like turned down by the Hall of Honor. So mm-hmm. We had a petition going. I had already, in a month's time, I had already amassed 600 signatures from people that either recipients or had the family members that were recipients of the Purple Heart, including two of the top special forces instructors in the United States. Gary Alexander endorsed it. And Gary Alexander was the special forces instructor that went with Perot back in the, I think it was back during when Perot was running for president.
Mm-hmm.
And he took two guys with him to get the MIAs and the POWs out of Vietnam. Gary Alexander, so he endorsed the song, and also Rick Lentius, also another instructor of the Marine Corps. So I've got these people, plus as far as politicians go, I think I have Senator Larkin, because, you know, they don't want to actually write a letter, but if he went ahead and called the mayor of Newburgh, and the mayor of Newburgh called the Newburgh City Orchestra, they obviously they're endorsing it. So I'll leave it at that, you know. They're willing to go ahead and make calls for it and get behind it that way. That means they're endorsing it, as far as I'm concerned.
I agree. I want to listen to Rock Myself to Sleep. How's that? Would you enjoy that?
Very good.
Remember,
I'm not singing that song. That's a Swedish gentleman. I think he's in Norway. His name is Averud. And he sings that song. He recorded it. He actually recorded it in Sweden.
It's beautiful. And before we play that, I want to remind you that we're on Block Talk Radio, syndicated news, talking to Warren Michaels about his very patriotic music. And this is Rock Myself to Sleep.
Didn't know what time it was when we met that day. Why you chose to kiss me like you did. All I know is how I felt when you were by my side. Pleasing you was all, God knows I tried. Listen to the radio, and almost every night I thank the Lord that you were really mine. Tune into our favorite show, turn down every light real low, and rock ourselves to sleep most every night. Didn't care what time it was when you went away, why you chose to leave the way you did. All I know is how I feel, I miss you by my side. Forgetting you is all, God knows I tried. I listen to the radio, the one you left behind, the only thing that's here that wasn't mine. Tune into our favorite show, turn down every light real low, and I rock my dance to sleep most every night.
Thank you. I think you did a very good job.
Yes, he did. What's his name again? Could you help us pronounce it?
Art Avarud.
Help us pronounce his name.
Art. It's spelled O-D-D, but I believe it's pronounced Art. Art Avarud. Avarud. I think it's Avarud or Averud. I don't know. It could be Averud. I don't know how you'd say it in Swedish.
Yeah, okay. Now, I wanted to know, any of these songs, are they for sale? These have been published, haven't they? And which ones are for sale and which ones are published?
Well, the ones that were published years ago, he had that published out in Sweden, so I don't know what the story on that is, but from Hi-Hat Records. But all the songs, no one has these songs exclusively. I mean, I'm always looking for artists that want to put it on their albums, naturally. I'm really more interested in writing and producing than I am in being an artist at this point.
Oh, I see. I understand.
So they're all, you know, I've got 65 songs, and anybody wants to go through my catalog of songs and see if they can find anything in there they'd like to maybe bring to life, and they're more than welcome.
Warren, where can you go to hear your music? What's your website? Can people go hear your music at your website?
I have an account in SoundClick. So if a person goes to the SoundClick site,
SoundClick.com, okay.
SoundClick.com/ Warren Michaels, Purple Heart Heroes is on there, Lady by the Sea, Toys for Touch Train, I believe, is on there. I do a lot of cover.
I was going to ask you, do you do music for, say, corporations who need your help? Corporations who might need...
Oh, yeah, I can do anything. I can do anything. There's really no limit to what I can do. I do commercials. The people that I work with, what I can't do, they can do. So we can get anything done in just about any time, in a short period of time.
And have you ever considered, do you write jingles or write for television, write any music scores for TV shows and things of that nature for commercial or entertainment? Have you considered that or no?
I've helped in projects like that. I know people, colleagues of mine that I work with and other things, they do that. I have my friend Barry does voiceovers, that he's, as a matter of fact, he is the voice for Toontown. Barry is that goofy voice
really?
For Toontown. Yeah, that's my friend Barry Sigismundi. And he's on, you know, he's on TV all the time. I mean, he's on The Office about 2 weeks ago. And so he does the voices. He can do voiceovers. But he knows how to put together commercials.
Excellent.
He's on that end of the business. And so I'm in touch with everybody constantly. So, you know, now that we have the Internet, you know, nothing is outside of our reach.
So, Warren, can the public go and buy your music on that website that you just announced?
I don't think I have it for sale there. I might have it for sale for download. Yes. Yes.
Okay.
I believe I do.
Okay. And now what about this Rob Sabino from Chic? Is he still your producer?
Yes. As a matter of fact, he's right now working on a commercial rendition, and not country, but we talked about it, a rock version of Purple Hearted Heroes out in California. He's very busy, but he manages to, manages to put something together for me. And, you know, Rob has never really charged me anything. He's a very good friend. I've known him for 25 years.
What a sweetheart.
Rob, he's very nice, you know. He's the director of a choir out there, you know, so he's very busy.
Mm-hmm. He's busy like you and I are. Everyone's, you know, we've got things to do.
I'm still in touch with Ed Solon. I talk to him from time to time. You know, we stayed in touch for 25 years. You know, he's a carpenter.
Is he really?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's funny because back then we were working on the studio. I was the carpenter. He was the sound engineer. Plus, we were working on the music. And he says to me, you know, I love this. He says, this is what I want to do. I says, well, you're an engineer now. I says, yeah, but I hate it. So he got out of it. Eventually got out of it and became a carpenter.
Now, are you the sole proprietor of Heritage Music Productions? Do you own it?
Yes.
Excellent. Now, you have a whole collection of websites. Do you want to give us the names? I mean, to share it with the audience so that they can jot it down and say them slowly so they can give them a chance to jot it down. Give us your websites.
Okay. Purple Hearted Heroes has its own domain, so that would be purpleheartedheroes.com.
Mm-hmm.
Lady by the Sea has its own domain, although it needs a little bit of attention. Somehow or another, the font became so small, no, can't even read it. So, but it's there. Ladybythesea.com has its own domain.
PurpleHeartedHeroes.com.
Yeah, and Ladybythesea.com.
Right.
And also WarrenMichaels.us.
Oh, excellent.
And also USVeteransMusic.com.
Uh-huh.
And also realchatradio.com.
Oh, that's a very attractive website.
Yes, I came out nice. I'm very, very proud of it. And also Cornwall Karaoke. I don't even know if that has a website. I have the domain, but I don't think I actually do anything. There's only so much a man like me can do.
Okay, so there again you have it. That's Warren Michaels. His websites are purpleheartedheroes.com, ladybythesea.com, warrenmichaels.us, usveteransmusic.com, and realchatradio.com. It's just wonderful music, absolutely lovely. And now we're going to take a moment, and we're going to listen to, why don't you give us a story and set us up for the song Toys for Tots. Tell us about that before we play it.
Toys for Tots Train. A gentleman named Lawrence Tremblay donated some money for the cause of hunting down an artist for Lady by the Sea with the Worldwide Audio Incorporated down in downtown Manhattan. And as a special gift to him, I went ahead and I wrote a song dedicated to his son, Corporal Joseph S. Tremblay, that lost his life in Iraq in 2005. He was a 25-year-old Marine. So they asked me if I could write a song for that train that was dedicated by the Marine Corps to his son. So I sat down and I penned Toys for Tots Train and dedicated it to, and you know, I haven't submitted it to the Marine Corps yet, and I have to. it's a Christmas song that needs to go out right now. So in any case, that's basically what happened. And I also, that was a great inspiration. I wrote the song in no time. I wrote the song in hours. So.
You wrote the song when?
In hours. It just took me a couple hours to write the song. I mean, it was, you know, and it's hard to write a Christmas song because it has to have a Christmas spirit.
Well, here it is. This one is Toys for Tots. That was lovely, Warren. Absolutely. That was Toys for Tots by Warren Michaels. And again, let's give you those websites. PurpleHeartedHeroes.com, LadyByTheSea.com, WarrenMichaels.us, usveteransmusic.com and realchatradio.com. Warren, I guess you want people to reach you via email if they need any help or they want you to write music for them?
They can write to so many email addresses. I have one for each domain. Just write to Warren at ladybythesea.com.
There you go. Warren at ladybythesea.com.
Right.
And we can't resist it now. We played that number softly when we first came into the show. And let's hear it again. Shall we do it this time?
Yes.
Lady by the Sea? That I kept
yes.
calling score? Okay, here we are, Lady by the Sea. You're going to love this one. It's very, very, it's a lovely, well-written song.
Thank you.
make us all proud. You do. You really do. That's very moving. It's very moving.
Did I send you the song with the lyrics? That Lady by the Sea with the lyrics? It's called Lady New.
Yes, you did. And I'm sure...
That has...
Mm-hmm.
That has the lyrics. I sing that one.
That's right. You do. That's right, you do. And we will probably be going to get it while we're talking to you. So tell me, you've got, now, which are the three songs that you actually have playing on Clear Channel Radio? Which are the three?
I have altogether three. I might have four. Purple Hearted Heroes.
Uh-huh.
Don't Take It Out on Me, which you don't have, I don't think. Did you, I send you that? Don't Take It Out on Me?
I don't know.
Okay. Also, Rock Myself to Sleep.
Mm-hmm.
If I Lose You Now,
which
you do have, I sent you that tonight. And I believe doesn't everybody have a song? Doesn't everybody got a song to sing? Those are the four songs I have on Clear Channel right now. And I'm really concentrating on Purple. Yeah, they're on it now, but I'm concentrating on Purple Hearted Heroes.
So which are the three songs that you've got playing right now, just right now, that you know of on Clear Channel?
Four of them. Purple Hearted Heroes. Purple Hearted Heroes. Rock Myself to Sleep. Rock Myself to Sleep. Don't Take It Out on Me. And Doesn't Everybody Got a Song?
Okay, I'm not sure that you sent us Doesn't Everybody Have a Song. I'm not sure.
I didn't.
Oh.
I don't think I did. I might have sent you Don't Take It Out on Me.
No, we couldn't find it. We just did a good scan. We'd love to hear that. That sounds interesting. What's that song about?
Doesn't Everybody Got a Song? But Don't Take It Out on Me? That's about my mother and father. That was about my mother and father.
Oh.
That's a song dedicated to my mother about my father. But in any case, you have to hear the lyrics in order to get the story.
Mm-hmm.
It's not patriotic.
Oh, it is?
It isn't, no.
Is it something romantic or is it a comedy? What is it?
It's about married life.
Oh.
Don't take it out on me.
Oh, it's a comedy of errors.
something like that. But anyway, you know it's a nice song. You have the song If I Lose You Now?
No, we don't have it.
I sent it to you today.
No.
I sent you four songs today.
We might not have taken them off the server.
Okay.
But tell us about these that we did play today.
Okay. What else? Do you have any other more? You have any more music there? Well, we're done with the music.
Yes, of course. Well, I have the. I have, of course, Twist for Tots. Rock Myself to Sleep.
And you don't have the Lady by the Sea with the lyrics at the waltz?
Yes, we do have two Lady by the Seas, and I want to make sure that we don't blast Lady by the Sea over here. So give us a chance to work that out. But in the meanwhile, why don't you tell us a little bit more about what you're going to be doing with the, are you going to be producing more music? Are you going to be continue writing? Do you have an album coming out, perhaps? Do you have something, a DVD, a CD? Do you have, are you presenting new music?
No, I'm so immersed in this project with these three patriotic songs and these orchestrations and really these huge projects that if any songs come to me, they'll just come. I'm working on a song now, but I can't... I don't work in a method kind of way where I sit down and I write a little and I write down on a piece of paper and then I don't write like that. I write by inspiration. Like Billy Joel, we either get our songs in the middle of the night while we're sleeping, we get up with the melody, or else while we sit down and play, all of a sudden the song comes out. it just pops out. It's not something we actually write. It just shows itself. It's like, you know, it's a strange, it's like almost finding a song that's already written in history.
Yes.
It's kind of almost like clairvoyant. It's kind of strange, but it works. So that's the point. The point is that, you know, I'd love to get involved with so many things, but I just, as a matter of fact, while we were talking, I got an email from Seth Weinstein, and, you know, he's on board for, because he's going to have to write two more scores for that orchestra, one for Purple Lot of Heroes and one for Twice for Tots Train. So he'll be back on the 16th of August, he said, in an email, and then we can start moving forward. The question is funding. The question is always going to be funding. I mean, if anybody out there wants to contribute to these causes, after all, Purple Hearted Heroes is not a song I can ever make money on. It's a song I'm actually going to donate all the profits to the disabled veterans funds, whichever ones I can find. I'll handle the money myself. I won't hand over the song to any institutions at this point. And I'll set up a foundation, whatever I have to do. But, I mean, right now it would be nice if I can get some people, patriotic people, that can step forward and say, yeah, how can we help? You know, it would really be sweet, because it's always going to be a funding issue. You know, I can get everything together, and I can ask a senator, and I can ask a congressman, and you know what? It could take forever. I could say sure, and then it goes to this office and that office, and by that time, you know. So it'd be nice if I can get together a collection of people. At one point or another, I had a pledge system set up, and it was working out pretty well, although we couldn't find a suitable artist. We asked Bette Midler. We asked Catherine McPhee, Vanessa Williams. You know, all of them were willing to do it, but their schedules won't allow them to do it, or either their contracts with the labels. So it's very difficult to get a name on there, and then they have to promote it, and they got to go on, you know, Jay Leno, or they got to. It's a whole circuit. You know, it's not just singing a song in the studio. We were going to pay them $65,000, and it really wasn't the money. But I had acquired about $85,000 in pledges without even having the artist on board. So I figured once I had the artist on board, you know, the money would come from that one. And
are you going to fund drive again?
I really should at this point. I mean, I really should.
Whether you have an artist or not, who cares? The song is just a beautiful song. I know it's going to be a huge hit one day. I know it is. And I'm looking forward to the patriotic holidays.
Oh, Veterans Day,
Fourth of July, Veterans Day, all those days to hear that.
Well, you know what? I'm going to get started early on Veterans Day, and I'm going to set. First of all, I have to get an orchestration written for a marching band, and NEMA, New York Military Academy, has offered me their arrangement. Petty Officer Roland James has offered me his arrangement for the New York Military Academy. I could have it, he said. So I'll probably take that, and I'll send it out to all the marching bands in the United States.
That's beautiful.
I'll open up an email. I'll go get an email server, and I'll see how they can contact all of these music schools and military academies, and shoot out these emails and PDF files to all of the for free. Just shoot them out there and give them to them. I mean, there's only so many things I can do for free.
Of course. I'm not expecting you to do anything for free. I would like you to take this as seriously as it deserves and get it going. To do it for free wouldn't be fair. I'd like you to be very commercial in your procedures with this song. These songs are beautiful, but they have to be protected, and you have to take them forward. And for that, they have to be financed, of course. And they deserve it.
I don't even think it's an inordinate amount of money. I mean, it's civilian.
What it actually is, it's not at all.
Well, I always thought that if a person was to put their name on as to be the executive producer or the funding person behind these things, that it's quite would be quite an honor for them too. I mean, it's a nice name tag to have on.
And as we we found the Lose You Now. Do you want to tell us your motivation behind that song? Tell us about that song.
That's just a very romantic song. I think it is. It's not a sad song. It's a, if I lose you now, it doesn't mean that they actually lost the person that they loved. It's just making a romantic statement about how they feel and what it would be like to be without that person. And so I think it's a pretty song. I wrote it in the 80s, and I never did anything with it. I struggled with it for so many years to arrange it, but I think
Why?
I
Was
got it,
it
now. I don't know. Sometimes that happens with me. You know, I'm really not like, you take a guy like Rob Sabino. He's mm-hmm. This is what he did for 25, 30 years. And he listens to a song. He knows what everything. He knows every part of it, what it needs to be played. But we're not talking about guessing. He knows exactly what it means. So there's a difference between me and a guy like Rob. I mean, Rob is probably a genius, an absolute genius. I'm a half a genius. So that's all. Play it. It's a pretty song. It's just a pretty song.
It's not dedicated to anyone in particular, is it?
No, it really isn't. There's not much to say about it, but it's just that it's a very pretty song. I was happily married at the time when I wrote it.
Uh-huh.
That's all. It was not. It's not a sad song.
Okay.
It's not sad like Rock Myself to Sleep.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and in a few seconds, we're going to listen to it. We're going to enjoy it here as well. And give us the name of that song. Say it yourself so that I don't mispronounce it or
If I Lose You Now?
Yeah, okay, that's what we have. If I Lose You Now. Stunning, stunning song. I see that. I mean, they are very, very pretty, these songs. How many songs have you written altogether?
I would, you know, the ones that I can I'll probably put my name on, probably about 65.
Wow. 65.
But I've written so many songs that, you know, anybody, like I said, all Tommy's, anybody can write a song. It's just true. I can write. I can write.
Mm-hmm.
I can write 10 songs a day. That's not even the problem. Songs just pop out of me. But the question is whether or not they're really viable. I won't continue to write a song if I don't like it. And I'll start a lot of songs, and I really don't care. Well, I'm working on a song now, and I'm working on the arrangement, and
yeah.
I'm going, and it's called Feel So Blue is the name of the song, and it's just so blue that I just it makes me so down that I just can't even finish it. it's really too blue.
Too depressing.
It's
okay,
pretty.
If I Lose You Now by Warren Michaels. And let's listen to this one. He says it's a very romantic song. Here we are.
If I lose you now, where would it have gone wrong? Would it all remain a mystery? I'd never see you smile again. You'd never have good times again. I'd walk that last and final mile.
Warren, that's beautiful.
Thank you, Lucy.
That's so romantic. I can see myself dancing slow music to that number, can't you?
Yeah, I can.
That's beautiful. Now, when you throw a party at your place, do you use your own music to entertain for the evening?
Oh, no. Are you kidding me? No, I can't do that. No. But what I do, if I throw a party of two, I usually just play the piano for the girl.
Oh, that's good. Do you have, we would love an MP3 with just your piano music. We love piano music on Syndicated News. It's our favorite.
Oh, really? I'll play some cocktail music and you can have it.
Standard.
Like Stormy
Only
Weather,
standard.
Stormy Weather, or Sandy Misty Love Story, music like that. Stormy Weather. Stuff you'd hear at a club.
Hanging my tears up to dry, love letters. I love those ballads, those romantic, those torch songs. I love them. They're just lovely.
I sing a lot of songs on SoundClick. I sing a lot of songs on SoundClick that are the old, Smoke Is in Your Eyes.
I'm going to go to that website. Give me the name of that website again. Let's hear it again. The website where people can find your music.
Soundclick.com.
Soundclick.com/Warren
Michael. Warren, yes.
Michaels, plural, right? S?
Yes.
It's been a pleasure having you here this evening. I can't thank you enough for taking the time to come visit us here at Blog Talk Radio Syndicated News. I so appreciate sharing this evening with you and listening to this beautiful music. And we can't help it, but as long as we have to say goodnight, we're going to go to close it here with a nice, easy Lady by the Sea.
Also tell them, too, my show goes on at 10:30 with Michael Johns.
10:30, we'll be there. We'll be there. Yeah. We'll be there tonight. And here we go, and thank you for coming. It was a pleasure to spend the evening with you.
Same here, listen.
Good night, Warren, and here's Lady by the Sea. Lady by the Sea. It is quite beautiful, that number. Very, very well written. And we did find the version with the lyrics, and we are going to play it. We're just going to give us a minute here and enjoy something else, another song that Warren Michaels has written, while we set up Lady by the Sea with the vocals. Quite beautifully done. I believe he sang this one. In any case, we're just going to relax, take a listen. If you haven't poured yourself a glass of wine or a cup of tea, now's the time to do it. Now is absolutely the time to do it. We're relaxing, we're taking it easy, and listening to Warren Michaels' music. These beautiful, beautiful songs he's written himself. Very, very talented musician. Very, very talented musician. Just lovely. And we're going to hear it, some more of it. Right about now. Well, we're going to be playing that for you in a matter of seconds. It's a very, very lovely song. As soon as it lets me in, we're still getting to know a lot of our equipment. We'll play it in our intro tonight. And I guess I'll say good evening, and I'll talk to you next time. This is Blog Talk Radio, Syndicated News. Thank you so much for coming. We've enjoyed this evening with you. Good night.